Hello everyone, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline, one of your teachers for today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter, thanks for joining us. Today's topic is nature.
Today's title is Ocean Problems. Ocean Problems. Peter, we talked about this yesterday. What did we learn?
Well, we learned about one problem, the overfishing problem in the oceans. This is serious because our fish are getting less and less every year.
Right. That was a very important and interesting thing to learn about. And today, we will continue to talk about the problems with our ocean. These are important topics to talk about. Here's Peter with the Read It.
There is a lot of pollution and garbage in the oceans. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is an example. Most of the garbage is tiny pieces of plastic. The trash floats in the water. It is like a soup of plastic and chemicals. Taylor and Tina are concerned about pollution in the ocean. Everyone can do something about it. They can use less plastic and recycle more.
I think that we all know that there is garbage in the ocean. We have heard that before, and maybe we know how the garbage gets in the water, too.
But I think many of us don't understand how big the problem is.
Yes, we don't understand how big it is and how tiny it is.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that there is a problem that is very serious on a small scale, too.
Well, we'll learn about that today, but first let's take a look at those keywords with Christina.
Hello, 今天的主题是海洋污染。 现在在海洋里的垃圾真的是一个大问题。 Garbage in the ocean is a big problem. 名词garbage就是垃圾。 Taylor读到一篇文章，讲到有大量的垃圾聚集在太平洋的某一处。 James也说，这些垃圾大部分都是塑胶碎片， tiny pieces of plastic。 形容词 tiny就是极小、微小的。这些垃圾在水中漂浮着。 The trash floats in the water。 动词 float就是漂浮。被污染的海水里充满了塑胶和化学制品。 It's full of plastic and chemicals。 名词 chemical 就是化学制品。对于海洋污染的问题， Taylor 和 Tina 都很担忧。 They are concerned about the pollution in the ocean。 形容词 concerned 就是担心、忧虑的。其实对于这样子的问题， 我们是可以贡献一份力量去做改变。 只要减少使用塑胶制品， 并且做好资源回收再利用， 就可以减少这些垃圾。 回收再利用就是recycle。 We can recycle more.
Look at this article. Garbage in the ocean is a big problem.
I read about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Garbage collects there because of the way the water moves.
Yes, and most of the garbage is tiny pieces of plastic.
Really? Isn't it like an island of floating trash?
No, it's more like a soup, but it is full of plastic and chemicals.
We start today with an article. We read articles in the news and in magazines, too.
Every day at Let's Talk in English, we have a monthly magazine with our daily article. You can always get it and read along with us on the show.
James is very surprised at what he is reading. He says, "Look at this article."
We can tell people things this way. Eat this dessert. It's amazing. Look at that puppy. It's so cute.
But the problem today isn't cute at all. Let's look at what the article is talking about. Garbage in the ocean is a big problem. What is garbage?
Well, I know in my kitchen I have a garbage can or a trash can. This is where I put things like plastic, paper, old food. It all goes in the garbage. Wow.
Yuck, and that is in our ocean? Then we learn more about something called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Great here means big, not good, but big. This is a great problem of our time.
Now the word Pacific, there are two main oceans on our Earth. The Pacific Ocean is the ocean between Asia and America.
And the Atlantic Ocean is the ocean between America and Europe and Africa.
So let's get back to the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Patch just means an area. So this garbage collects there because of the way the water moves.
This is a good sentence to learn more about. Let's go to Christina to find out more.
因着海水流动的方式，垃圾都囤积在某一个特定的地方。Garbage collects there because of the way the water moves. 句子里的 because of 是介系词片语的角色，所以 of 后面可以接名词或是名词片语。然后我们看看名词片语 the way the water moves， 接在介系词后面的名词就是 the way。而 the water moves 是形容词子句，修饰 the way， 所以 the way the water moves 就是指海水流动的方式。我们来看看例句 ，I like you because of the way you smile。我喜欢你是因为你微笑的样子。I feel scared because of the way you drive。你开车的方式让我好害怕。
So the water moves in a way where all this garbage that we have thrown into the water and rivers floats into the patch. It is collecting there. It is huge.
But this brings us to our small problem that is quite big. Most of the garbage is tiny pieces of plastic.
Well, let's think about it this way. We breathe air, but just imagine for a second if your air was full of tiny bits of plastic. That wouldn't be healthy. I don't think that you'd live very long.
Right, and those tiny bits of plastic are causing all sorts of problems.
Not only that, it's turning into this gross soup. Well, friends, let's take a short break and think about this. We'll be right back. See you soon.
Welcome back, friends. Today we are talking about the problem of garbage in the ocean. Peter, how does garbage get in the ocean?
Well, I think sometimes we don't think about how our Earth is connected. If we throw garbage away in the mountains or in a stream, when it rains, that will all flow back to the oceans. So we're all connected.
That's a really good point. We hope you think about that, friends. And now let's think about our next conversation, Conversation B. Tina, are you concerned about pollution in the ocean?
I'm concerned about pollution everywhere.
I am too. James and I talked aboutocean pollution. There's a lot of plastic in the ocean.
I know. Why can't we do anything about it?
We can. We can use less plastic and recycle more.
Yes. And we should keep plastic out of the ocean.
So, do you care about this problem?Are you worried about this problem? If you are, we use the word concerned.
That's the question we start with in conversation B. Are you concerned about pollution in the ocean?
Well, yes, I am. I have gone swimming in the ocean many times, and I see it out there. And there are fewer and fewer fish.
I know, that makes me sad too. I also hate it when I go walking on the beach and I see lots of garbage on the beach.
Well, Tina says, I'm concerned about pollution everywhere. And Taylor is too.
Yes, friends, if you feel the same way, you can say, I'm concerned about pollution.
I'm concerned about pollution. And that's also today's
calendar phrase.
I'm concerned about pollution.
I'm concerned about pollution.
我很担心污染。
I'm concerned about pollution.
Oh?
Achoo! Oh, I'm concerned about pollution.
Oh?
Ooh. I'm concerned about pollution.
Oh? Why are you concerned?
I like breathing.
Oh.
I'm concerned about pollution.
I'm concerned about pollution.
我很担心污染。
So I think we all understand that this is a big problem, but maybe you are thinking this is just too big of a problem.
Well, one way to think about it is if humans made the problem, then humans can fix the problem too. Nature is doing its best.But it needs our help.
So don't ask yourself, why can't we do anything about it?
Hey, Pauline, actually, that's a great question. That's today's grammar point. So let's go to Rebecca for some more.
Hello, friends. It's that time of day where you get to do something fun. You get to learn a grammar point, and everyone says, yes!Well, today, you are going to learn how to ask a question using the word why. For example, why can't we say anything about the test? Or, why can't we sing anything at the concert? You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, if you are asking this question, you should know that the answer is,Actually, you can do something about it.
Well, let's look at our lesson. We can use less plastic and recycle more. But most importantly, we should keep plastic out of the ocean.
Yes, this is something that is easy to do. It starts with every person, and we need our governments to help us too. Make them understand that this is important.
That way...We can keep garbage out of the ocean. And here is Christina with more on this sentence pattern.
Tina 最后说 ,we should keep plastic out of the ocean. 意思就是说我们不应该把塑胶制品流入海洋。其实句型 keep A out of B, 就是让 A 远离 B。最常见的例子像是 ,can you keep yourself out of trouble?你可不可以不要惹麻烦？或者 keep little children out of the kitchen, 让小孩子远离厨房。再来看一句 ,I just want to keep my brother out of my room. 我只是想要我弟弟离开我的房间。
Thanks very much, Christina. Well, Pauline, you said something that was very important. It all starts with us. That's each and every person.And we should let our governments know that we care about this.
I agree. The government can help make laws that protect the environment and, in particular, protect the oceans.
And that way we can start programs to help clean up. Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed today, but we're out of time, so let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Garbage. Garbage.There is a lot of garbage on the ground.
Tiny, tiny. Look at all the tiny flowers.
float. Float. A boat is floating on the water.
Chemical. Chemical. That chemical is dangerous.
Concerned. Concerned. My dad is concerned about my grades.
Recycle. Recycle. Let's recycle these plastic bottles. Okay, friends, those are the keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Look at this article. Garbage in the ocean is a big problem.
I read about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Garbage collects there because of the way the water moves.
Yes, and most of the garbage is tiny pieces of plastic.
Really? Isn't it like an island of floating trash?
No, it's more like a soup, but it is full of plastic and chemicals.
Tina, are you concerned about pollution in the ocean?
I'm concerned about pollution everywhere.
I am too. James and I talked about ocean pollution. There's a lot of plastic in the ocean.
I know. Why can't we do anything about it?
We can. We can use less plastic and recycle more.
Yes. And we should keep plastic out of the ocean. Okay, so let's learn some more about litter. When we litter, that means we throw garbage somewhere we're not supposed to throw it.
When litter hits the water, some of it sinks, but other kinds float. It can travel very far distances.
Have you seen people smoke a cigarette and then throw the cigarette on the ground? That gross thing can end up in the ocean, and it can cause many problems.
Ew, gross. Well, there are abandoned, which means people don't use it anymore, and lost, fishing gear. This is a big problem. It traps and kills marine life. This is a hazard. But there are some organizations trying to help fishermen deal with their gear properly.
That is great. I always like to hear about organizations that help. Marine garbage may be mistaken by some animals for food and then eaten. That can really hurt the animals.
Well, look at this picture. If you ate that, would you feel sick? I think so.
Yeah, here are some ways to help. Try to cut back on the amount of trash you produce.
Or join local efforts to clean up. We can clean our streets together. Or make sure to use reusable things. Well, we hope you found this chat enlightening. I hope you learned. But now let's go to Jungle Chit Chat for another kind of chat.
Ooh, hi, James. I see you went fishing.
Yes.
So did you catch anything?
Yes, but I didn't catch fish.
What did you catch?
I caught some plastic bags. I caught some bottles. I caught an old shoe.
Oh, so you caught garbage.
Yes, our oceans are polluted. I'm very concerned.
Me too. People should use less plastic.
And we should recycle more.
Good idea. I can recycle that garbage.
Thanks, Ginger. Let's take care of the earth.
Yeah. James, I'm sorry you didn't catch any fish.
Well, I did catch one fish.
Really? What kind is it?
Plastic.
Oh, no! Oh.
Oh, this is bad. This is terrible. How could this happen? Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. I was just reading something terrible. Do you know about all the trash in the ocean? It's a big problem.
No one likes to go places and see trash. It's ugly, and it's not good for the environment. Sadly, the world's oceans have a lot of trash in them. It not only looks bad, it's dangerous for sea life. Ocean animals can eat trash and think it's food, and it kills them. Or they can get caught in the trash and can't get away. And it's not very good for people's health either. Swimmers and people who visit beaches can be hurt by trash. Plastic is one of the worst kinds of trash. 33% of the world's plastic is used just once. Then it is thrown away. And 85% of the world's plastic is not recycled. Just think how much of that is in the oceans. So what can you do? Don't use plastic bags or cups. Use reusable containers. When you go to buy coffee, bring your own cup and don't use one with the plastic lid. Don't use plastic bags at grocery stores. Plan ahead and bring your own bags. And most of all, be sure to put your trash in trash cans. Don't leave trash on the ground or in the water. And remember to recycle. These small things can really help the oceans.
I don't like to think about all the trash in the ocean. There are places in the ocean where lots of trash gather. I just look at some pictures, and it is terrible. So we should all try to use less plastic. Today when I go to get coffee, I am bringing my own cup. See? Then I create less trash. If I do that every day, I can help the environment. And you can too. Think of ways you can use less plastic. And that's all for today. See you next time on Jack's File.
All right, well, today was a very serious conversation, but I think we can end on a hopeful note. Can you tell us one more thing we can do to help this problem?
One easy way is to get your school involved. I know I've taught at schools where the whole school will spend some time cleaning up the area together. I think that's great.
That is great because that protects the ocean from having that garbage go into the ocean. All right, friends, we hope you enjoyed learning with us today. Come back tomorrow to learn more right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.